Hi, this is Tom Tass, editor of the Border Poll Journal. We are having some technical problems at the moment with our connection to my co-host in the Pacific, somewhere on his holidays. So we're going to have a very short Border Poll Journal published for this week. But one of the things that has come across my desk in the mail, in fact, is this magazine from Passenger Terminal World. And we are pleased to support Passenger Terminal World, which in fact will be holding its next event in March of next year. And the impact of the changes in travel patterns is very much being felt around the world at various airports that are in planning stages of improving their capacity following the 2 years of the pandemic breakdowns, basically. And more importantly, the for us at BorderPol and the BorderPol community is what is happening in the run-up to more standardized systems. And CETA, which as many of you know, is involved in a lot of the standard setting, has a very interesting article in this magazine, which you can probably download from the Passenger Terminal World website, and I'll give you that in a minute. And they're talking about airports can avoid costly biometric installation pitfalls to find the right partner to prepare them for the next generation of travel. And I'm just going to read you a little bit of this because it's significant in terms of where we are today, and as we prepare for 2023, which hopefully will see increases in traffic in spite of the fact that the economy is giving it some serious headwinds. So it says here, as people return to the skies and passenger numbers grow, the aviation industry must focus more than ever on the need to prepare for the next generation of travel. According to CETA's, and I quote, 2022 Passenger IT Insights Research, passengers want to embrace mobile, biometric, and touchless technologies to make the journeys easier. For its part, driven by the pandemic, the industry has begun accelerating the task of making travel processes digital. Now, the whole issue of digital passports for travel has been raised by a number of security and human rights advocates, particularly as it relates to a pandemic. Or rather, a vaccine passport that's digital and that has been proposed at the G20 just recently for introduction around the world. We will be looking at that in an upcoming issue of the BorderPol Journal and talking about where that is likely to take us, how it's going to be introduced, if it's going to be introduced, and what is the impact of the idea of a global passport as opposed to the sovereign passport issued by various countries. It's a gray area which is starting to become more and more evident to analysts and observers that following the pandemic, a number of experiments were done using biometrics and digital screening for travelers, and it has raised a number of questions, and we will be going over these with hopefully a couple of experts in the coming weeks on the BorderPol Journal. Lastly, we're now headed into 2023, which will be the 20th anniversary of the founding of BorderPol. Since we began this organization back in March 20, 2002, we've evolved as the environment has evolved. And so, as we look towards the future, we welcome the input of our readers and our viewers as to how Border Pull will best serve the community next year. And any suggestions you might have along that line are welcome. You can write to us, email borderpull@borderpull.org, or you can click on the website borderpull.org and send a message directly through our webpage. We also encourage readers and viewers who are in the law enforcement community, retired or current, to consider joining Border Pull. For information on the methodology and protocols necessary to become a member of Border Pull, please visit our website or send an email, borderpull@borderpull.org. Attention to me, Thomas Tass, Executive Director, and I'd be happy to respond to your request for information. So, with that, we'll sign off until sometime next week, where we'll have a full edition of the Border Pull Journal for your viewing and listening pleasure. Until then, take care. We'll see you soon.